Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Eco Money on Money FM 89.3.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. Now it's time for Eco Money, where we bring you the latest in sustainability and finance. Now, as investors across the globe jump on the ESG investing train, the question is, how can this benefit small and medium-sized enterprises?
By becoming more ESG-focused, of course, but could this lead to great access to capital? Well, IncomeLand recently announced it has secured a funding of $60 million from European alternative asset manager Fasanera Capital to launch Asia's first structured finance program for SMEs focused on ESG.
That's right. Now we're joined by the CEO and co-founder of IncomeLand, Morgan Terigi, to find out more. Morgan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Our absolute pleasure. So let's start off, because IncomeLand has launched this global $60 million alternative financing program for small and medium-sized enterprises focused on environmental, social, and governance, or ESG. Can you tell us a little bit more about this and how exactly this works?
IncomeLand is focusing its attention on cross-border receivables. So whenever there's a shipment going from one country to another, and they're working on open account basis, so for example, a shipment takes place of garments from Bangladesh going to Europe. Payments are in 90 days. The exporter cannot wait 90 days for his payments. IncomeLand steps in and provides financing against that shipment. So this is how it works. Now, what we're seeing with this line of $60 million is that we're going to be focusing our attention specifically on exporters that are having this ESG angle. So whether it's an environment aspect, a social aspect, or a governance aspect, which is something that fundamentally impacts all of our lives on a day-to-day basis, not immediately, but as we move forward. Anyone having an angle around this ESG aspect and having goods that are being shipped from one country to another on an open account basis is potentially eligible for this program.
All right, Morgan, what kind of projects, though, are applicable for the program? Or is there a criteria that they will have to meet?
The criteria are quite flexible overall. I mean, when we talk of social governance, for example, it could be factories that are, I'm taking the example of Bangladesh for having experience there. A lot of factories have programs providing education, for example, for the families of the workers in a given factory. That is a social aspect. Environmental issues, it could be people avoiding to having carbon, to be more carbon neutral in the environment. They are, for example, tanneries that are starting to be in that sector. It could be people exporting solar panels. That would be another example of something that is environmentally friendly.
Okay, Morgan, let's rewind for a little bit and say I'm a small and medium-sized enterprise here in Singapore. I've got a great idea to, you know, make my business more sustainable, tap into perhaps some ESG finance. So what's the process like? I come to you and I say, okay, great, I've got this wonderful idea. How much funding can I get? What's the process that I need to go through?
So the process would be very simple. We would have to understand who are the companies you are selling to and how well rated these companies are. If you're dealing with good companies, in that case, we could provide you financing that potentially is unlimited because the financing we provide is not linked to your balance sheet. In other words, there's no collateral, no deposit that is requested on your side. It's not capital intensive. So we would need to know who these buyers are, what the needs in terms of financing is, how much experience you have with these buyers. And upon having that information, within a week of time, we can get back to you with a potential term sheet in terms of financing.
That's quite a quick turnaround for all that due diligence as well, because as you mentioned, when it comes to looking at ESG issues, it kind of goes all the way down the supply chain, doesn't it?
Well, we look at the supply chain. So this is the first step, right, in terms of due diligence. Obviously, we have to look more and see if it really complies with all the due diligence standards. The first aspect of getting back to a customer and telling this is how much financing you would be eligible for, this is very straightforward. This is very quick. Now, afterwards, we need to make sure that indeed it does qualify for an ESG aspect. So sometimes it's very straightforward based on the product that is being exported. It could be a solution that is replacing plastics. For example, a biodegradable solution for plastics. That would be an example. And in that case, the product itself gives that angle. sometimes we have to, if it's a more social impact, we would have to dig more into the company.
We're speaking with IncomeLand CEO and co-founder Morgan Tarigi. Morgan, what kind of demand, though, do you have for the program? What sort of demand have you seen so far?
It's quite high. We've had a pretty good success. And to be honest, we're discussing additional lines of financing for ESG angles. The entire area, our entire team, in whether it be in India, in Singapore, Bangladesh, and other jurisdictions, have seen quite a lot of positive feedback on this program.
So while you've seen a lot of positive feedback and you're launching additional lines, I've got to ask you, how did all of this come about for IncomeLand? When did the conversation start? And how do you see this, I guess, impacting your business? Or how do you see this changing the current landscape going forward in terms of what you offer to your clients?
Well, we wanted to make a difference in terms of financing. So for us, it was important. There are a lot of discussions in the press around environmental issues, and social and compliance is maybe it's less obvious, but the environmental issues is always what comes to one's mind when we look at ESG. We wanted to make a difference, and we think that in financing, we can make a difference in the entire landscape. Now, moving forward, I'm not saying we will be doing just ESG, but definitely ESG programs will be a majority of the financing that we will be providing. And we are seeing more and more factories around the world, especially in this part of the world, that are more aware of this as they're getting accrued requirements from their buyers overseas in Western countries predominantly, that are very sensitive to this. So it's sort of a group effort when you have buyers, retailers, that could be in Singapore, it could be in Western Europe and so forth, that are asking for products that have an ESG angle as well, for us to step in and to provide support to these exporters that are sometimes struggling because it means investments on their side. So they have pressure in terms of financing these changes, for us to step in and be a support in the entire ecosystem.
Okay then, Morgan. And speaking of support, so this isn't just about financing, is it? Because the ESG program also connects to institutional investors who are keen to support ESG-centric businesses with the socially responsible, sustainable SMEs. Can you tell us more about that aspect of the program and what exactly you hope to achieve there?
Well, this program is a line through a given fund. We also have at IncomeLand, we are a marketplace where we provide access to other institutional investors, family offices, and high net worth individuals to receivables, and receivables we identify that are either ESG or non-ESG. So this is something that goes beyond that current line of $60 million that's provided through a fund in Europe held by Fasanara. We also give access to other investors onto the platform to this type of asset class.
Do you see then perhaps some mentoring partnerships come about as a result of this?
There are a lot of discussions currently taking place around this.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Morgan. It's been absolutely wonderful to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Morgan Tarigi, IncomeLand CEO and co-founder. You're listening to Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.